gonna break it down, break it down, break it down. Gonna break it down, break it down, break it down.
Check, check. What up, commentarians? We are back. Episode number 16, Intellectual Black Versation. What's happening, y'all?
What up, what up, what up?
Yo. Hey, everybody. It's me.
We got a not-so-special guest in the building. Daryl came down to Kazi Society to kick it with us today, so we are all in the same room.
Yeah, yeah, man. This is good to see y'all black folks, for real, man. It's yes, good sir. To see y'all. I appreciate it.
Likewise, brother. Yeah, yeah. Shad, I can't hear you, dog. I can't hear you. Where you?
You can't hear. Can you
there,
hear me?
There
now?
We go. Okay, okay, that's a little better.
Yeah, speaking to the mic.
Give him a little nudge. Give him a little nudge there.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. There we go. Yeah, 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 yeah. So, you know, we took a week off, had some things we had to do and what have you.
he does not know he's gonna be locked out.
Right.
A lot going on in the studio. So we're down our other special guest today, but we have another special guest and another special guest. So
right.
You know, we can't keep it. Hey, commentary is just this black versation. So, you know, everybody in, out, whatever, this is where we be, you know. We had some really good comments from the last episode. B, you had some real love going on there.
I definitely did. So
shout out to Mary J. Blige.
Normally, you know, our normal comments. So Lovely Link said, Harlem from Lady to Lady, thank you for representing us women on commentary, especially addressing your domestic violence history. Was so much appreciated and felt good to hear. So shout out to Lovey Links. Shout out to you, Queen. And I also see you having my back when it comes to, you know, old boy. So I appreciate you.
I like that we call him old boy.
Oh, we don't get, we get no
I'll be dying laughing.
He gets no more love here, dog. You know, you still cool, bro, but you know, hey.
I'm getting money out here.
Hey, nah, yeah. Dog. Right. You know, it's just, nah, dog. Nah, fam. Yeah. You know, some people had some things confused. I try to give disclaimers because I know people. I'm just going to stop giving disclaimers. I'm just going to start talking how I feel. And if you got an issue with it, that's what's going to happen, dog, because I can't do this. Nah, dog. I try and make everybody happy. No, not no more. Y'all just gonna have to start coming for me because I'm sick of it.
Well, old boy did come for y'all.
Okay.
Good episode, y'all. Y'all puts.
You gotta, you know, make sure you make
this.
Y'all puts some great points out there to think about. Even you, Harlem. Mind y'all, I didn't even say anything in the episode, right?
Okay. He was legit quiet.
I was chasing my kid around. Right. I do disagree with money thing. There is a ton of money to be made.
With money
trust
thing.
Me.
The money thing.
Yeah, the money with money thing. There is a ton of money to be made. Trust me. You just really gotta want it more than other people.
And that's gonna be a big no. Because what I said was, before I even made that statement, that there are certain things you have to have in order to get money. Well, you wanting money more than I want money is not going to help you get more money than me, okay? And I don't even know how much money you got. But by the simple fact of you wanting it, that's not going to work, dog.
Yeah.
You have to work for it. That's a given, right? You have to work for it, usually, unless you're part of the esteemed society. But again,
real
women, they don't have to work for it. But maybe they do have to work for it. I don't know. Maybe they, maybe the real women do have to work for it.
Look, the real women, y'all need to get them on the show. I need to figure that out.
We need to find them.
I'm in the building. If you get them on your joint, I'm in the building.
Dude, I got to figure this out.
I might have to invite them to my podcast. Yeah,
I'm there.
Definitely.
I am there.
We got to find them.
And you got your intro music has to change that week just to their music.
Just to their music. We got to.
You
got to
let us sing.
Over here with the DJ.
Yeah, yeah. All right, there we go.
I'm
controlling
the board.
My bad. I didn't want to throw it off. So we were rapping and you were looking at your watch and you were talking about time. You tired of people wasting your time. what's happening? I mean, what's going down?
Let me just set the picture for you, right? So we all know, we've talked about it. I'm newly single. So for a while, I wasn't dating. So I started to, you know, date, see people. And I have a problem with my time being wasted. If you are not ready to date, number one, people get out of relationships, be it a marriage, be it a long-term situationship, be it a relationship with baby daddy, baby mama, and then they immediately jump into trying to date. Only for maybe about a month later, you going back to your ex.
Ooh, that's what happened to you.
Oh, damn. I was that fuckboy once. Don't tell nobody, though.
I've been that person, too.
Maybe twice.
You know, I've been that person, too. But, yes, so that did happen. But we weren't really dating. We were just kind of, like, talking. Only to be told the kids want us to work it out. Get your ass out my face.
It is almost Christmas.
It's perfectly fine because I'm cool with remaining single. But if you know for a fact that you are not ready to get into another relationship, for one, you have to be upfront. You have to be honest with yourself about that. You have to really know yourself before you try to, you know, get to know somebody else. So if you know that you're not ready to date, to see other people, that it's a possibility that you're going to get back with your ex, leave me the fuck alone. Stay out of my inbox. Don't text me. Don't send me an email. Don't jump on YouTube comments. None of that.
Right.
Go away from me with that.
I got questions.
I'm ready.
I do too.
I'm ready. Okay.
So with this guy, did you all, now what was dating or hanging out? Like, we'll start light to just see, was it like going out or was it?
So it's COVID still.
Talking on the phone.
Right. Yeah. So it's, you know, every day, the good mornings, texting all day, you know, really
good morning,
getting to
beautiful.
Kind of know each other, all of that type of stuff. Planning dates, you know, I don't have the time really to waste because I got other shit going on. So, you know, it definitely was like trying to get there.
Oh, okay.
But you wasted like a month of my time.
Of just phone
just
conversation?
30 days.
Just 30 days.
That's all right. That's
and
a trial.
DMs and stuff like that? Or
yeah,
did you
we hung out. You know, we were planning to hang out more. And then, boom. I don't have the time.
What happened during these hangouts? Now, I'm asking you as a man.
Oh, absolutely nothing.
Okay.
It legit was just like talking, getting to know each other a little bit better, you know.
Okay.
I'm very transparent about where my situation is. This person was very transparent about where their situation was.
Yeah.
But it was like, nah, I'm done. And then now you back at home. Stop playing with me.
I mean, he was at home the whole time, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to say you were
no,
you
he wasn't.
Win.
Now that I know for a fact. I know that for a fact.
Do tell.
Because the wife was at brunches and all type of shit, and he always had the kids. He was standing.
Well, she said,
y'all got
table.
A lot going on during the COVID.
His parents.
Like, this is a lot of stuff going on. This doesn't sound during COVID.
This is why the numbers are still up.
I wasn't at no.
No. I'm just saying in general, like, this doesn't sound like this sounds like a conversation 6 months ago that we're talking about.
Yeah, because people was at brunch and all that shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
He had his own. So he was staying with his. Who was he staying with?
His parents.
Okay.
So she put him out.
And her name on a lease and everything.
Right, on a mortgage.
On a mortgage, I'm sorry. I kind of saw that as a lose-lose situation.
It's still a waste of time.
You know, it's definitely
because
a waste
of time. Because
in
people's minds, you say to yourself, I'm done with this relationship, I'm done with this situation.
Right.
And it is possible for people to truly just, like, move on.
Uh-huh.
But I just feel like that was a waste of time. Because you really wasn't in the space to know
there
for sure,
go.
Like, that you was done.
And his parents might have been like, hey, you had a home over here?
Yeah, you really weren't in the space. And he cool people. No hard feelings.
No disrespect.
You know, he gonna listen to the show. You know, you my homie. All of that.
I used to be a basement macker, too. You know what I'm saying? Geez. When I stayed at my grandma's.
Hey, those were some good days, bro. Like,
it really was. You had to explain to why she can't come to your house.
Yeah.
I want to go to your place.
But this is why people just
my grandma stayed with me.
This is why people just going on about their business. This is why people just like will literally just not even talk to you no more.
You know what though? I feel you, and I think a key word is priorities. You know, you be having the brothers on you. They like you and you're a dope sister, but just you know, if you in the situation, my little two cent, if you in a situation that you know you need to fix for yourself,
right.
And if you're going to date with purpose, because I know you ain't out here just trying to beg and leg, then you got, like, not you, but brother should know, like, I got to get my stuff together.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? But him going, I guess I was trying, I was kind of egging you on a little bit, but when a brother goes that far, that he like, man, I'm going to go back home. You know what I'm saying? It could be tired of the basement. It could be I had the time to think and I think we can work this out. Sometimes it could be the children. You know what I'm saying?
It's cheaper.
But you know, elders always said, don't, like, no disrespect to the kids, but they said, don't do it for the kids.
Right.
Because that could change yet again. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But
what you learn is that children don't want, they don't need together parents. They need happy parents. So, you know, you have to be.
We had like a noise we could hit because that was a
bing. Children want happy parents. They want to see you are your best self for your children when you're your best self for you.
That's right.
So even if that means, you know, not being in a situation with the other parent and just trying to find a way to effectively co-parent, then that just is what it is. But, you know, wasting people's time. In 2020,
that's right.
We don't have it.
That's right.
So you ain't got nothing but time.
No.
What else you got to do?
I'm real with Harlem. I don't think we don't got as much time as we got.
Don't waste
man.
My time.
Because it feel like it's about to be some
this
months.
Is this, but this is my thing, and I'll say this, Harlem. You know, I'm just still a guest star here. I'm only playing Tito. I'm just
please,
Tito.
Please, you lucky that I don't have.
You act like I'm Manny or something.
I don't have my button to put the name. Picture up.
Dude, my bad, Voldemort. My bad, Voldemort. I didn't mean to.
This all you got to do is just look at Harlem to see what face she finna make.
No. What I'm saying is that this COVID situation is really breaking down people for who they really are and where they really at. So I would say for anybody, take solace in this time period of being able to get to know motherfuckers for real. Because this is really the time where you really getting to know somebody for real. This is everything right now. This is how you, if you don't come out of this with either a strong relationship or knowing that it doesn't work, then this cancel
and,
Christmas.
And to piggyback on what you're saying, and like I said, it's no diss to anybody, just observations. It was a lot of brothers, like our one guy who was like, you know, it's still money to get out here. It was a lot of brothers who, they had it. And I witnessed it from March to like June. A lot of cats got in some effed up situations financially and became very humble. I saw a lot of IG models actually speaking back to people on their pages.
But we talked about that on our we talked about that.
I don't even follow you. I don't even
on
like
the
your
very
page.
First episode. On my very first episode, which was like right after quarantine started. You wasn't third shot.
I know. A lot of people throwing you under the bus for no reason.
We talked about that, like COVID relationships. COVID quarantine was either gonna break you down or build your relationship up.
That's it.
You definitely if you don't know your it's a few things you should know coming out of COVID in 2021. Whenever we do, it's yourself and your spouse.
That's right,
for sure. If you don't know either of those two things, what you been doing? What you been doing? You at one point in time we couldn't go to brunch.
Right.
We couldn't go to the club.
That's right.
We couldn't even go out to eat. What you been doing?
Hey, the crib's starting to get real small, dog.
Starting to get real small. Yo, like you looking at your 14-year-old, like, is you really my kid? You know, you're
really
doing all this.
Real small.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're in a good space, but the crib getting real small.
Dude, so at my job, like we're half and half, now we're getting ready to be back home full time. But you saw people. You thought people would want to stay home. It's the freedom. Man, them Caucasians was breaking the door down to get back to work.
Hey, Sean. Like,
hey. Right,
see, like, you get some muscles, buddy?
Right. I swear to God, Rashid.
Been working out?
They actually called me the right name. They were calling me Rashid forever. Rashad.
They did. That was part of their COVID research. They were,
right.
They missed you.
It's Rashad. He's not the janitor? Oh, my God. But nah, man, just
he's got a salary like us.
I thought he just made salad. No, but it's just like
he work in the cafeteria.
Yeah, he has a smartphone. It's not flip. No, but seriously though, like just seeing them and just the married people and stuff. And I was just, I hope they don't hear this, but I was just like, man, I'm so glad I live by myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm so glad. But COVID, man. So anyway, you were doing a lot during COVID, Harlem. So
But I wasn't doing a lot.
She just got back out here.
Yeah, literally.
Me too.
Like I've spent.
Oh.
He gonna get us in trouble.
I just got back out here. I didn't. I was outside the house a little bit. So
I mean, it's something you want to tell
he
us.
He means like physically outside. He doesn't mean like
no,
outside.
No.
Oh, that's
no,
what I was like. I was like, hey, that's what no. I was trying to set up our social media post, and I was like hold on. I looked up like, whoa.
I will not incriminate myself on commentary.
Thank you. I was like, can we edit that out? I don't feel comfortable with that.
He's a tourist, so he know not to come with the foolish.
Hey, on the real though, COVID, like kind of a side note, COVID, for the cats who kind of was basing who they were going to live with, you know what I'm saying?
Why would we do this?
No, we, AI, am I lying?
I know you're not.
Between October, you know, October and March, you know what I'm saying?
October.
Yeah. But COVID and kind of messed that up. Like, now you better really be trying to consider where you going to live, you know? She going to get you the PlayStation 5. You going to be there for a while. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
You know what?
I
don't even know where I went with that.
But it is true, though. The PlayStation 5 is going to be... That's,
yeah.
That, I've been seeing women trying to use that as a ploy out here.
Yeah.
The PlayStation 5?
Oh, yeah. That's a big-time bait. That's the best thing to do. Can get us bait almost, damn near, instead of some classic J's. It's classic J's and the PS5.
Where you going to wear the J's? Ain't nowhere to go, so it's the PS5.
The ladies out here wasting time.
But you know what? That's the thing.
Oh, 100%.
Y'all keep saying there's nowhere to go. Every city is not shut down how we are. You know, like Atlanta, they keep still asking, going. Like, is the world shut down? Because they feel like they own entity.
Stay
you know?
Tuned.
So
real talk.
You say, you talking about Atlanta?
Yeah, Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta's out there. Like, they
turned up.
With the T at the end.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
So, yeah, I definitely think people should have come out of quarantine knowing themselves a little bit better and possibly knowing their spouse. I've spent the entire quarantine up until maybe about a month and a half ago, getting to know myself better.
There you go.
And my son, my oldest son, because that little one is all good.
That's my homie. He was
you talking about your son that got caught in the middle of that shootout and was trying to holler at a woman. Man, but, I was so weak.
Oh, boy.
Man, listen. But, yeah, so I think, you know, you get to know yourself and then you step outside of, because who you are in a relationship is not who you're going to be in the next relationship.
So
you have to know yourself. Yeah, you have to know yourself, and you got to spend time alone. It's perfectly fine to be single for a second. It's okay.
It's hard.
I know.
Figuratively.
Man,
and
this is the first time that I've been single for longer than 6 months since I was 13 years old.
Dang.
You was an early bloomer, 13.
Turned up.
Off
okay?
the porch.
Man. Okay.
Jesus.
Y'all in my business?
Compulsive.
I'm not.
I'm,
don't do that.
Hey.
I know people that can't be by themselves, though.
Stay at home.
And then, I mean,
that's the thing. That's I mean, shout out to everybody. If they want to get a chance to check out my show, Revamping It Might Check. I did a full interview with a psychiatrist that went over narcissism and how narcissist nature in a real life setting, not necessarily like the way the medically conduced the thing. Right. And he broke it down. He breaking down like basically they will never be alone.
Yeah.
Is that a trait or a characteristic?
Yeah. Supply. Oh, 100%. They never are alone.
They have to have a new supply.
And the times when they flip on someone else is like if Harlan was with a dude that was a narcissist, right? And she just broke up with him out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That's when they get the tripping because they didn't get a chance to have they set up for the next situation.
That's right.
Wow. That's right.
Because they usually discard people first. Like, okay, well, I got this other situation. Control. I'm finna jump on this. Yeah. But when you, especially particularly women, that's why dudes be sitting up there in front of your crib and stuff because they want to have control of it.
That's why I keep getting them text messages, AI.
Because if you break up with the narcissist, they're gonna stuck because they want control back
you
from
have
you.
Have people to try to get you back, and then you get them back, and then they break up with
you.
Like on that. Type.
Yeah, exactly.
And I used to hear 100%. About that a lot.
We
that's
talked
narcissism,
about that last
man.
Time. Yeah.
Narcissism,
we
man.
Talked about
dude,
that last
y'all gotta
time.
Check it. I'm dropping it tomorrow. Sure. It's good. It's a good stuff. Man, it's a brother too out of DC.
Okay,
right. And he's good, man. And it was so people do like that is number one thing of a narcissist.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So yeah, we talked about that on our.
Now keep in mind, though, he's also said just because somebody cheated on you, left you for somebody, don't mean they're a narcissist either.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
But if they're they have a constant
pattern thing
of that, especially. He said, always watch. I'm trying to get people sneak preview before they can listen to my shit.
Right.
He said, watch how the person talks about their ex.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah, people don't realize that.
No, that's the same shit they're going to be saying about you, particularly when somebody's like, they always stalking me. They always blowing me up. I don't know why. I got to block them. You know, I got to do this. They're going to do the same shit to you.
Yep.
Hey, y'all heard that? Yeah. Take a listen. I'm listening, D.
Dude, I was sitting there just asking questions. He was just breaking it down. I was like, damn.
Wow.
That's
Yeah, so watch out how they, is particularly if they talk about, and they, but the crazy part is he said they'll big up their ex too to make you down you. To show, tell about what you don't do.
Yep.
Like, you know, like Chris used to make sure that my gas was filled. Yep. Even though she was talking about Chris ain't shit like 30 minutes ago.
He used to buy this and he used to do that.
Yep. It's a constant circle, man. It's a constant circle. They basically want to make you feel beneath them.
Yeah.
I've dated a couple of narcissists.
Of course we have.
I think I've been one.
We may have all been narcissists a little
bit. No. I had to sit there and I was like, damn, you sure all these? I was like, how many of these signs? Because you named all the signs. Like, how many of them do you have before you have to check yourself
right,
in?
Right.
But you know that if you ever question yourself as being a narcissist after having dealt with a narcissist, you are not a narcissist.
Narcissists
don't realize, they don't have that self-conscious to say I'm a narcissist. So if you ever start to question if you are in fact the narcissist, you are not.
Wow.
Like checking your own behavior.
Yeah, like I
like having been basically being cognizant of like, yo, I'm fucking up. I'm on some shit.
I went through that after a relationship. I kept questioning like, damn, maybe I'm the narcissist. And my therapist, because black women go to therapy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Shout out to my therapist too, man.
She was like, narcissists do not have a sense of self in that they realize that they are narcissists. So,
he said also, if you're in a relationship with somebody, like, let's go to therapy, they're the least likely to want to go to therapy.
Because I was just going to jump on that. Like,
they'll reject it and talk shit about you going to therapy, all kind
of
stuff.
So that kind of definition of like the whole cognitive dissonance, where they'd be like, nah, not me.
Her people anyway.
And it's totally you.
Yeah, it's totally
it's
you.
It's totally you, but you just kind of on the.
Yeah, man. I've been diving into this whole narcissism world, man. It's some deep shit.
It's deep, bro.
Dude, no, it's deep.
I've done the same.
And then you even realize how even, like, my mom was like a narcissist, and I had to realize and check myself on shit, like, yo, I like women like that because my mom's is like that.
You better say that.
Bro.
Yeah. But we have to be
And
careful.
I know my mom is toxic. Like, I know that. I've known that, like, most of my life. But I, even though I don't even deal with her besides on a just
crazy.
General family level, it's still in me, though. That's the fucked up part.
Was real quick, because, you know, Harlem, I know you want to say this, but I just want to say this real quick. Most of us grew up in narcissistic families, you know what I'm saying, and we call them dysfunction.
That's it.
Dead ass.
And we normalize this stuff, and then you get into your 40s, like me, or maybe earlier, and you just like, wait a goddamn minute.
No, we don't.
Crazy?
We don't call it dysfunction. We call it normal black family.
Yeah.
That is what we call it.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's
we consider it to be normal.
Yeah.
But when you look back on the patterns of trauma in your childhood, you look at your parents, and you look at your parent wound. Mm. And then it goes back to possibly their parents, because of course these type of things weren't, you know, studied and addressed, especially in African American households.
Yeah, we don't
do
like
not to. Believe in being a narcissist or having, you know, any type of mental defect.
Because we believe in God.
Yeah, go to church.
But also, narcissism can be created, though, too. That's the crazy part. It's not necessarily this. If it's clinically diagnosed, you just like fucked up. Like but a lot of times, he said, like, it can be just given to you over time. If you're like the kid that they always doing shit for, or you're a kid that never has shit done for you, it's either spectrum.
Yo, that's crazy. Just like I was thinking the other day, and it's kind of in what we're talking about. But just growing up in a hood, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it was the weird guy at the end of the block and the kids called him the raper man, just don't go down there.
Yeah.
But that's where it stopped. Oh, you just don't go down there. Nah, something needs to happen. This is a whole pedophilia. It's like a son of a. I'm trying not to say what I really want to say. We got young ears in the building.
Oh, no, she good, man.
Look, her daddy.
She be sitting there.
You ain't been listening to her daddy talk.
My daughter's sitting in my office with me while I'm podcasting all the time. Y'all don't even know. She be
all
sitting there.
The bad words I can say. But nah, man, just things that we normalize. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's
we
crazy.
Normalize fuck shit.
We yeah.
is what we normalize.
Yeah,
and
like
to stop.
I'm gonna do a series of this, brother. It was so deep, man. I only had like 45 minutes to 50 minutes because I didn't want to give it like, but like, it just makes you realize, even in yourself, like, yo, checking your cell phone shit though, that he was even mentioned. I was like, yo, damn, I gotta be a better person on this, this, and this because I don't want to put people through other shit that I inflicted on somebody else that they inflicted on me.
Yeah. I'm very aware of that when it comes to my son. I'm very aware. And
I'm definitely not there with my daughter, like, yo, all right. Especially, like, just telling her, like, because I said so. That's one of my biggest things. Like, I'm going to explain to you why this ain't popping.
But with my son, I'll be honest, I had to catch myself midway. Because when he was younger, just
think. But you had him younger. You got to think. Yeah, I mean, I'm you got to think. I'm 33 when I had my daughter.
Yeah, because with me, it was just kind of like, okay, here's all this shit I went through with my family, you know, street shit, whatever. You know, even though I wasn't no street dude, I was just out there.
You from Baden, so it's
from
all.
From Baden, and no family.
No, it's hard to get. Look, I'm from the Ville, so look. It's hard to get it out of me.
Right. So, but the thing is, I found myself just kind of being like, you're not going to do this, and you're not going to do that, and blah, 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 blah. Then I had to stop. You know what I'm saying? And then plus, my father didn't really raise me. So mm-hmm. it's like double. So I'm like, and I'm never going to be whatever with him. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I had to stop. And I was like, by the time he was 8, I found myself apologizing and just being openly honest about my dysfunction. This is what made me. It's not going to make you. This is my story. And then we ended up working together. My son was actually my first therapist. You know
really?
What I'm saying? In a sense of like just seeing somebody with a fresher start and having a father in his life who really gave a damn.
Yeah.
And you could tell I gave a damn. I just didn't talk that right. talk. You know what I'm saying? Give or take, the other dysfunction I was going through with his mama. I think that's an episode coming up soon.
Coming up.
We're going to also talk Woo. About co-parenting versus counter-parenting in our 50-50.
D is going to get deep, bro. Okay.
I'm out of that one. I'm declining that one.
That's going to be a series.
I'm off paper, so okay. I'm good. Before I go, all I'm saying is we are.
Yo, wow.
I caught myself. Because I know who I'm about to. I can hear
Lifetime,
enough voice.
I'm ready to tell my story.
That's probably where that Facebook friend request came from that I just got. You weren't here yet. You weren't here yet. I got a Facebook friend request from somebody that apparently or allegedly lives in St. Louis. I'm like, y'all know who this is? They like, nah, no. We don't know. I'm like, feds.
Yeah.
Feds.
Don't feel bad. Hey, I caught somebody lurking on my Instagram that shouldn't have been on my Instagram feds. Yesterday.
My joint public.
You so happy. What you doing over here, girl? Hey, sis, I see you. What you doing over
go
here?
Go down in the DM.
I just want to talk about this for a second.
Because you got a second. It's not your show.
No, I know. Look.
That was pretty good.
This is my thing now. With the DM thing is over, like getting overdone. I don't even know how you would approach a woman now for the cats out here because the DM is whack to me. Like, I don't even know how that makes sense on a. It just does not compute to me. And maybe I'm just old. Shit, I don't know.
Well, I think that.
Shit, sometimes you just gotta shoot your shot.
But I'm talking about for a dude, especially if a woman is like just got motherfuckers all on her page.
Right.
Why would I even. I'm not subjecting myself to being a random other dude in that. If I saw you one on one, I ain't got no problem. You know, talking to you, but I'm not gonna jump in your DMs and it's 100 other unread messages in there.
That anymore. I don't think that we get like the butterflies from that no more. Like 9 times out of 10, we'll probably read it in the show scene, and we won't even.
That's what I'm
respond.
Saying. So, what is the purpose for a dude to even jump in a DM?
Just try.
It's quarantine.
Shooting the shot.
But I'm saying, but if you already saying yourself that you ain't gonna respond.
Now that she said she jumped in somebody DM, what
she
say?
Jumped in somebody. That's different.
How did he take it? Was he flattered?
He'll be home this week. So
see, she getting up.
Is he coming because of the DM or that was already?
Somebody you knew though.
No,
you ain't know him.
Mind your business. You ain't
thirsty.
No. But real talk though,
I didn't know him though.
Right, but I'm saying, but real talk. Well, you know,
we don't get flattered.
That's what I'm saying. Unless you love attention.
Yeah, nah. You know,
it's definitely a part of it.
Like I don't
not
I,
you
no but I'm saying a woman in general in I feel general, to even be hounding a dude through a DMs and sorry if anybody else women. May take it personal but I feel that you're an attention whore that will respond to that. I don't respond to anything like that.
I agree. I think that see the number one fear for us when we approach anybody, be it public or DM, is rejection. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Women gonna get a kick off of rejecting, especially if you that guy.
But here's the thing: if you continue to shoot your shot and you continue to get shot down, you run the risk of being even more embarrassed because we're gonna screenshot it.
Yeah,
we might post it on
See,
our story.
That's what I'm saying.
you know, we might cross not, your name.
Never out. Would be deep fried. Never.
You cannot be
slick. It's a look. If you y'all ever saw something like that you ever can. 20 years look, from now, be like, it was. It's a Photoshop. I guarantee
I was
you that.
Getting hit up in the DMs. I have. I'm gonna tell real quick, I was getting hit up in the DMs, but they were sounding like fair questions. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Were you in a relationship at that time?
Now, y'all gotta remember, our demographics are, we getting a lot of international listeners. Can y'all explain? Y'all got, because y'all, some terms y'all gonna have to explain.
Okay.
So it just seemed like I was just being like, the questions that I feel like I was being interrogated, but yet flirted with in the same time. So like, if you hop in my DM, like, I don't put a lot of my information out there.
Oh, they just
period.
Trying to get straight to the point.
No, because it's
I agree.
Like, you know, you got a woman.
I'll tell you what.
You got a woman? Where you stay at?
Oh, no. That's
what kind of, and I'm just like, what do you mean by, that's my whole thing. What do you mean by that question? What do you mean, what I mean, where you stay at? What do you mean about what I mean, where I stay at? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you asking me questions like that?
I have,
Are you single? What do you mean by, no, I'm just kidding.
I have a,
that's just where I leave it.
I have a lady friend that's very like she friend. I do she ain't like other like this is my friend I hate using the term female friends. People are like, why we gotta be females? Da, right. Da, 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 da. I got a female friend, okay,
right?
Pardon me. And you know, she always asked me like, I went out with this dude and da da da, da and we, you know, and we had a cool time, but he just didn't hit me back. We went out a couple times, and so I ended up hooking up with one of my homeboys, right? And he called me the next day. He's like, bro, old girl is intense. I was like, what you mean? He's like, nigga, we went out. She asked me, have I been arrested? Do I got a record?
That's
how much
I'm
money
saying.
I make? Like, he like, we just sat down. Like,
is the meow meow?
So where? So where? So where did they? Where did they meet at?
I hooked them up. They met at Kobe Steakhouse.
Okay, so this was a hook. So they had a mutual person that was.
Yeah, I hooked. They didn't know each other, you know.
Okay, so it wasn't like they just jumping into DMs and.
Nah. But I'm just saying to kind of piggyback off what Shy's saying. Like, he was like, bro, she's just really intense. He was like, dog, she don't even really know or have a vibe for me or what I got going on. You know what I'm saying?
She last 4 years social.
Yeah, what? And it's like, you know, even for like I hey guys. My female friends let me read y'all DMs, dog. Y'all gotta chill.
That's what I'm saying, man. You see them AI? That's what I'm saying, B.
I'm just saying on the main page.
Yeah, I like, gotta chill.
No disrespect to nobody, but it clearly be a woman just showing her ass.
People gotta chill. Period.
And then it's just beautiful queen. You are the definition of elegance. I'm like, bro, that don't work. She gonna give it to the dude who like, what's happening?
What's happening? What's like,
you know, my elegant. Shea butter, guys.
That was a queen.
And then I, you know, they
on my nerves. Get your dry ass out of here.
They're not banging queen. Out everybody.
Shit. What?
Hey, what's up, queen? Only good until we smash. So,
that's
you
it.
Know.
Because I'm not finna hate king of nothing. What's up, bro?
I don't trust nobody to even put that under their lady page.
You are true.
I've been coming more of a cynic as I got older. Real I don't even trust dudes that be posting their girl a whole bunch.
I don't post my girl a lot.
I know, but I don't trust it. I'd be like,
no, me neither.
What you doing? What you doing?
I saw a post the other day that said
she's making
them post the person that they cheating on.
I mean, you can't post the people you're cheating with. I mean,
there you go.
You can't.
I'm just
No, I know it was perfect purposes, but that's funny as fuck.
That's some next level stuff you just said.
And I had to think about it. I was like, damn, I used to be all over that nigga page.
She finding out. No, some of the ladies, they feel confident in that. Like, I'm not here. You know, I got you. I got you. But I mean, listen, man.
It is what it is, right? Just saying.
I don't know.
I mean, you got some women out there. You got people out there who would know you got somebody and they going to rock with you just to get their rocks off.
Well, I mean,
narcissism.
Yeah.
But I got a comment on that. Go ahead.
But my thing is like to me, that is a fundamental insecurity on either one or two sides. One, you feel like you're going to lose this woman if you ain't constantly on her shit or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Or you trying to compensate for the bullshit you doing.
Yep.
or whatever. They'll be like, oh man, that's my queen. You know, I love. That's the whole same bullshit with Kevin Hart when he's like, that's my rib and all this shit. I knew that nigga was cheating on her. Before that, I was like, ain't nobody making no every other post about my rib.
No, sir.
But then you're going to have the people who are going to maybe jump in the comments and be like, well, I don't need social media to validate my relationship. Okay, you getting cheated on. Going on. It's fine.
No, I can see that for some sometimes. You know what I'm saying? A certain, particularly if you're older. Like, and another thing, y'all old people need, man. I had to tell my mom, I had to block my mom on Facebook. Not block me, like mute her.
That's a Facebook topic, bro. A podcast topic. Yeah. I had to block my mom on Facebook.
No, I didn't block her, I muted her, man. Because she be doing too much, man. Like, they be doing too much.
The old heads always. My dad does a lot.
My mom be going live at Papado's and stuff. Like, just like, I'm just hanging out with
you. Wait a minute. I'm respect moms, bro. Moms at Papado's.
But she going live. Like, she be like, hanging out with my girl Felicia. We live. Like, why are you live? Like, why are you live, Sherry? Why are you live?
Got the lobster tails on ice.
My mom was putting up
lists of people. It was like literally a list of people who should have been my daddy. You know what I'm saying? I swear to God. So Denzel, my mother, like,
oh my God,
my mother. Shout out to Christina because we got a chance to meet Frankie Beverly, and I'm looking at him and looking at her, and they making eyes at each other, and I think Frankie Beverly actually is my father, man. I don't really look like my father.
Before
more like
I let you go,
dude, she put up a list of people that should.
Because he, dude, Jesus. I got it. I will show you the footage. Even Bailey, even she was looking like Rashad. I don't know. This is some weird. And she, Christina, looking like.
Shout out to C. Bailey, like, man.
Y'all do look like each other.
Hey.
You know what? Like,
Idris Elba should have been my daddy. That's what she said. Denzel Washington should have been my daddy. Frankie Beverly, Gerald Levert. I don't even take my mama to concerts because she. My mother.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying. Older people don't know how to navigate. There needs to be classes for older people to navigate social media.
Yeah.
You lucky I ain't got no draws. I was like, mama, like, what? For real, I'm out.
Not with the son. No.
I'm out.
Nigga, you grown.
Uber wasn't
take
even
these
out.
Words.
I love you, mommy, but mommy, you out. You know that.
Yo,
Scorpio,
yeah.
too, so.
Jesus.
Who my daddy?
So y'all want to talk about this Gucci thing? Then
I do.
You said you wanted to say something though. You
said I want to piggyback on something.
I'm gonna jump into that. But you know, the verses did pass. We were discussing that. I think that when it dropped that night, what was that, Thursday? When it dropped Thursday, I didn't go into it with any intent. I didn't even post about it prior to Thursday.
Right.
Pardon me. I didn't even post about it because I was I rock with Jeezy, I rock with his music, you know, Dope Boy 95 Air Max, I'm on the couch, all that, you know. But you know, Gucci, I've had some great summers riding the Gucci, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
The Drop Top WAP mixtape came out, it was like last year before last, like that was they had some bangers on it, you know. But then, you know, I think that for me personally, I think that everything Gucci touches is gold, man. Like, he enhances. How many Migos songs would not be what they are without Gucci?
Midas touch. I give him
you know what I'm saying? Like the Freaky Girl remix. You know what I'm saying?
I saw Gucci live in Atlanta by accident. Because it was like the one fest or something like that.
Okay.
And we was down there building. And shout out to Gucci. I didn't know he was so ignorant on stage, man. He gets straight to it.
Oh, he's ignorant in real life.
I was just going to say, that's him in real life.
He gets straight to it. I'm like, I can't believe he just said that.
Shout out to Big Cat, man. I Big Cat used to come through the Lou every now and then. I had the opportunity to talk to him a few times. Like, he popped in the Del Mar Lounge a few times, matter of fact.
That's what's up.
But man, yeah, Gucci is I mean, he a street dude, bro. Like, street. Like,
street.
He, you know, like, I guess I can say this, but like, I knew cats that was like around him back in the day. It was like, man, dude got all his money and he just still live like a nigga, bro. Like, they like, he got this big ass crib, no furniture.
Right.
Like, they like, he got a big ass, like a king bed with like Gucci clothes and trash bags and stuff, bro. Like,
there you go.
You know what I'm saying? Jewelry on the bathroom counter. You know what I'm saying? Like, they was like, bro, he was a nigga, bro. Like, that was Gucci, dog. You know? So that's just what it was. Like, I was like, man, like this, but I didn't go in with any intent, like, oh, Jeezy got this or Gucci got
this.
But
I did see you get a little political with it when people was kind of being super extra about investments and
all
that stuff. Mm-hmm. I live for your page.
Anybody that knows me knows that I am a financial literacy fanatic, bro. Like, any way that I can improve or help others improve financially, I'm going to do it. Like, I literally, that's one of the things I read about probably every other day. I don't read every day, but if I'm doing Google searches, I got tons of books, you know, and a lot of this information is just really simple stuff. You just have to know how to apply it. And even in applying it, you still need some other aspects to make it, you know, work. But I think that, you know, a lot of people were, when Gucci said, oh, we need to have a jewelry versus, da 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 da. I got on 5 million in diamonds right now and a 10K outfit. And Jeezy was like, oh, I don't got on no 10K outfit, but I don't have for Atlanta. And the lie detector said that was false. So,
look at Harlem's face.
The lie detector said that was false. Now, I don't know Gucci. I don't know Jeezy. This is what I can say, though, okay? Because people were real quick to jump on that one little piece. Like, it was memes up everywhere. Like, some of the, like, black financial literacy pages I follow, like, put it up.
People
go ahead.
Literally searched Jeezy's real name.
Yeah, and it was Jay like, Jenkins. Yeah,
did they find out if it was true or not? I mean,
was two pieces
two
of
pieces under that
in
name.
His name. But, I mean, I'm no...
But he could have a business, though, name, he, too.
Absolutely.
Why, who puts businesses in their name, though? You have a fucking LLC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
those might be two
that.
Private properties. Those are probably actually two regular cribs he owns.
Right. Like, it's probably where he lives with Jenny Mai. But yeah. Whatever.
Shout out to Jenny Mai.
No.
That is an interesting situation.
How did that happen?
No. That is. Whoa. Those are one of the top 20 questions I want to learn in my life.
Yes.
It's like how that has happened.
We
that
are not about to do that.
We're going
to
be happy for him, right?
No.
Oh,
no, I'm
definitely
happy
for
but that's
him.
Like if you saw me get with Grace Jones or something, you'd be like, how did that happen?
I would say
you would really be like,
you
yo.
You're a very interesting man. That's what I would say.
If you watch the show that she is the co-host on, would be even more perplexed
okay.
by
see?
How she ended up with Jeezy. She went from a straight up white man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And not wanting to be a wife
to a trap guy. You went
children,
there's a lot of exits you missed before
so
you
I'm
got to Jeezy.
Like, to fucking Jeezy.
Should he just had a trap queen? Like I guess I'm trying to
I'm not
to
saying
see.
That he needs a Keisha Kaur cuz I feel like that's all kind of extreme. But yeah, like yeah. I mean you love who you love.
We need to give Keisha her flowers though. I'll talk about that in a minute.
I feel like you love who you love. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something.
Yes, ma'am.
We, the black women delegates, are sick and fucking tired of hearing Jenny Mai talk about fucking Jeezy.
Okay.
And what a woman should do and a wife should do this and a wife should do that. Girl, shut. We're tired. She has worn us low.
So, but is she giving bad
That's
advice?
Cultural, though.
Or is it just y'all
she's
just
worn us low.
Right.
We just don't care.
Okay.
She's really
because it is cultural. Like
it's all yeah because she's Vietnamese, whatever. She's mm-hmm. she's supposed to do this. She's supposed to submit all of that, whatever. Fine, but she's worn us low.
Talking about Jay.
Talking about
Mr. Jenkins.
Mr. Jenkins.
Okay, well, I don't want to
low every other word out of her mouth. Jay this and Jay that. She crying about becoming a wife. We don't care, girl.
Does she come from a prestigious family or anything? I don't know her
no,
background or anything.
If I'm not mistaken, that her parents were like. Kind of poor, Vietnamese.
Kind of poor, like yeah. they immigrants,
yeah,
basically.
But she was
okay.
born. She was born
in America.
Here,
okay. yeah,
yeah.
I didn't even know who she was. I don't watch the. Was she on The View?
No, she's on The Real.
The Real, okay, yeah. Like I don't even watch any
yeah,
of that stuff.
I can
like
see
so
how
I
did y'all too.
It's annoying.
I can see that, but
no,
yeah, ain't none of my
she
business.
Literally went just, from straight laced white man and not wanting to be a wife, not wanting to have children, to now she want to. Bored his man 50 fucking babies.
She should have got like a Bubba day. Wallace or something.
He probably hit her with that.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yo, no. So AI's got a sleeper dude that if you was a real chick about trying to get somebody, Bubba Wallace is your route.
Yeah, who's the other guy? What's the other guy's name?
Oh, you talking about Hamilton.
Hamilton, yeah.
But no,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Hamilton be out here, though. He was
yeah.
Rihanna before, though.
He
know about this life already. You can't get him. he understands his life. Bubba don't know yet. He's a small Russell Wilson. He hasn't been exposed
yeah.
yet. Lewis Hamilton has been out there. Like, he know
yeah,
his
Lewis
life.
Hamilton.
Like, he was with Rihanna a few years ago. Like, he know this. So you ain't going to be able to run no okey-doke game on
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
But Bubba Wallace?
She needs a Bubba. Like
Bubba Wallace,
well, she has a Jay Jenkins, but
I was
you know
just say, she got a
Jay Jenkins, but she needs like Bubba would have been a good transition, like yeah, that would have been a good transition for her.
Ladies, if you about that paper scape, get a Bubba Wallace.
Go get Bubba
Wallace.
Scape.
Hey, and just so you all know, I am an official DJ of NASCAR, so.
Oh, word. Okay. No, you got to let us know when that Sierra pop up or Bubba. You see, you be like,
oh, it's going down. No, hey, yo, real talk. No, shout out to my man Brandon, bro. This is just a quick plug. I got with Brandon through my homeboy TJ here. He's actually, Brandon's the new vice president of diversity and inclusion for the entire NASCAR franchise. So,
okay.
Shout out to B, man. For real. Charlotte native, heavy in Atlanta, bro. So, if you're listening, bro, like, big shout out to you, bro. Salute, I appreciate brother. You, man.
They need it. Salute.
Yeah. No, so the reason, I'm a quick sidebar, but the whole way I even got hooked up with them, 2018, NASCAR, for the first time ever, had all these black people at the Indy 500. Like, they had never seen this many black people at the Indy 500 ever. And they didn't know what to do with them. I'm being serious. This, you know.
You said they didn't know what to
do. They didn't know what to do. Because they were like, yo, we got all these black people at the Indy 500. Like, it was the first time they ever saw it. Right. So they had the Indy weekend. Brandon gave me a call. He was like, yo. And he kind of broke down the scenario. And he was like, hey, man, listen. Like, we're going to. This feels good to us, so we're gonna, you know, make this happen. He said, how do you feel about doing like an urban block party with us? I was like, I'm down. Like, you know, let me know what it looked like. I called some of my label guys because we were going to like some hot cities and they had artists that were doing promos and stuff, and hooked up this, it's called the NASCAR Block Party, bro. Had all these artists, me DJing, and we would put a stage up and have a block party before the races, bro. And it was insane. And the response they got was cold. So they kept it going. But that was what it is. And now with, you know, Bubba, I haven't done anything with NASCAR since early 2019 right now. Just because they were undergoing a lot of transition and stuff, and then COVID came.
Yeah,
so
they messed up everything.
But you know,
I mean, Bubba just signed with Jordan.
So shout out to NASCAR, man. I got way off there, but yeah. I needed to talk about that.
We hold the Cutlass 500 here.
The Hellcat 500.
Yo, now if they do that, now remember, y'all heard that here.
Shout out to Worldwide Technologies. That's the actually the sponsor now of the Madison track. Speedway. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah.
Black owned company. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Tried to get my mans. He was like, no. No. But since we're talking money, man, I want people to understand some things, okay? Because we were talking Jeezy and Gucci, and this is my issue. This is my issue, okay?
look at her face. What you mean?
Number one, just because a man talks about his 5 million diamonds and his 10K outfit does not mean a damn thing, okay? A 10K outfit is a $100 outfit to a man with a $12 million net worth, okay? So let's be clear there, first and foremost. 10K on an outfit is not, I got a $5,000 jacket. Like, a 10K outfit, like, you know what I mean? That was not me bragging, but right. I this from back in the days, you know.
But you had to let us know.
I had to let you know. I can't, hey, listen, today I can't afford it. I probably couldn't afford it then, okay?
To be honest.
I had a homie that had a Gucci account at the time, and he was like, yo, just give me da-da-da-da-da, and I got the rest. I said, cool. So, you know. A 10K outfit ain't shit. Y'all gotta stop this, okay? 5 million diamonds. This is what people don't know about the diamond game, all right? Rappers, athletes, whoever else has diamonds, generally, I'm not talking about the elite. I'm not talking about the elite right here. I'm talking about people that we see with jewelry on all the time. You can lease jewelry, dog.
God, you can lease it.
You can lease jewelry. You can get custom made jewelry.
And on top of that, who said that I wear fake diamonds or whatever, like earrings?
Terrell Owens. No, not Terrell. No.
Ocho Cinco.
Yep.
And I was like, it makes sense. Yeah. What you
rich white women do that all the time.
Yeah.
They wear Cuban zirconias.
Yeah, because you think it's real.
You don't know.
Northwest Plaza's finest.
And on top of that as well, people understand and even piggyback more off diamonds from my research. When you getting them custom made shits, they lose value when you make a
quick.
You got a custom made AI on your thing, that's not worth anything. They're gonna have to melt that shit down. It means nothing.
They overcast like a motherfucker.
You can lease jewelry though. You can lease diamonds. Okay, how many women that are married right now have a ring on their finger that their mate is still paying for, if not both of them? Like, let's be serious here, y'all. Like, come on.
You getting intense too, boy.
I never got a wedding ring or an engagement ring. It was on layaway.
Hold on, hold on. You never had a ring?
Damn.
It was on layaway. And then we.
Damn. That is, that took all the, that took all the energy out the room.
All the air
that
took just all left.
I don't, we have no response for that. It's just like, damn.
Oh, you heard me start singing.
It was
case.
On
yeah.
So let me ask this though, real quick. Mm-hmm. What was there another priority in Ray of putting the ring
was
on layaway?
I have high standards.
So you wanted a certain specific right. type of diamond. Mm-hmm. And,
okay.
And
so it wasn't because he wasn't trying to.
We need to talk about the ring.
Missed a few payments.
Yo, the ring thing is, this is a setup. That's a setup.
It's
man.
A setup.
That's
bro.
A setup.
We need to talk about the ring. We're going to come back for that one. The ring. That's what it's going to be called. The ring.
Yeah.
That's what.
The ring.
These are the words.
So would you be, you would be comfortable walking around with that all on, just on your finger?
That's what? My thing. That's my thing is that you're asking to be robbed.
Well, that's what I'm saying simple. Though. Listen, so I work at a high end health facility, right?
Don't stop at a gas station here.
Part-time.
right.
So like a lot of these women that come in are extremely, extremely wealthy. Mm-hmm. Extremely, they could be black, white, pink, purple, whatever. They wear these beautiful, beautiful rings. I have had a few of them say to me, and these are like older, wealthy women.
Right.
You wouldn't even know that it's a QZ.
Mm. I believe that.
They be having flat asses.
I mean, they are wealthy.
So it's their engagement ring or whatever ring,
like their wedding ring, or
and
whatever.
They'll be like, "There's a Cuban going."
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
that's their choice, though.
I'm gonna get a membership
at
your gym.
The, like the fly shit
they
at the
might,
crib,
but you would but never just, yeah. know that these are like Cuban zirconias. Like, I don't feel like nobody walking around with the little thing you put in your eye.
The Laluta.
I'm gonna have to appraise that
to see, you know, like if something is real. But that's the thing, though. Like, you got these rappers and all of that. They walking around with diamond chips.
Yeah, yeah.
You got diamond chips in your chain.
But that's the De Beers company. They put that hustle on us all to think that this got to be what it was like for 6 months of your salary or 3 months of your salary or something.
3 months salary.
Yeah, they set it up like that, and they set up that diamonds are supposed to be the girl's best friend. They did a hell of a marketing job.
Yeah.
There's right. a book you called know. Stoned that talks about that.
Oh, okay. I'm about to check. What is it called?
It's Stoned.
Called. People literally be leasing this shit that it could come back and get repoed.
Yeah, they lease it. I think
how you get repo?
Offset has a lawsuit right now for some jewelry.
They have snatch your shit.
Yeah, Offset has a lawsuit.
How do you
right
snatch
now.
My shit though? Is the like I'm just saying like you gonna have to get it from me.
I mean, essentially that's why he sued probably because
okay,
you know
yeah,
what I'm
I mean,
saying?
Yeah, they gonna try to get. Yeah.
But I mean, he's not the only rapper. He's just Offset, so everybody you know you like they like oh Offset gets sued for jewelry from da 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 da. But you know whatever. But what was I saying? Oh, so you can
okay.
Lease.
So everybody knows Stone Jewelry Obsession and how they desire. How
yeah, who
desire.
Is the writer of that?
It is so a Stone Jewelry Obsession and How Desire Shapes the World. I'm gonna order this now. It is by Aja Ryan.
Aja Ryan, yeah, yep, yeah. Aja she was Ryan. On. She was actually on Shade 4-5. She did an interview on that not too long
check
ago.
This out.
So, yeah, but you can lease jewelry. Okay, so that's secondly.
Third,
Gucci and according Everybody. To Google, Gucci and Jeezy have around the same net worth, give or take a meal. So the big argument I saw that started from that was, oh, we don't trust Google. Google just say whatever, and they. So today, Google just say whatever. Okay, today Google just.
It's only when you can. It's convenient.
Right
it's
now, convenient. Google say whatever because I. Of all the debates I've been in and people went and Googled articles yep, and facts and
sure.
fiction and everything else, dog. Like, come on, y'all.
But when it comes to this.
But Google when it comes to Gucci.
Saying, Google just be saying anything.
Google lying. Y'all crazy as hell. People
I'm
crazy.
I'm over here taking selfies like Harlem. But that's what you said that had me like Shame. Bugging up. I love you, Harlem. But I saw that and you was like, so Google, y'all Google everything else except
this.
They gonna lie on Google.
They could lie on Gucci. They
well,
lied to
the
y'all
thing, though,
on Gucci.
Because they Googled Jeezy and they only found two properties.
Right.
So he lying. Not understanding that there's a certain thing as a business name, a business, LLC.
This is all whack, like, that people even give a fuck about all this shit.
Yo, bro.
Like, just straight up. Like, who's sitting there researching this shit?
Who cares, though? What's your damn network?
You won't research how to invest to help your family. Listen. And help your motherfucking self.
When I say
but Gucci and Jeezy?
No, the comments when people, one girl commented and she was like, Jeezy, you own 2 properties, and got on that live and said, you know, blah, blah, blah. And somebody was like, you really got on her and just proved how ignorant you are?
Today.
Exactly.
Like,
your business ignorant.
They was like, how many properties do you own? You know, like, people have to mind the business.
Give or take where I got a whole bag.
That pays them.
They do.
And right. Obviously, you know, whatever it is, like, mind y'all business.
But this is what I'm saying. Distractions. That could be a rap name.
Distractions.
Distractions. Yo, write that down, though. No.
Distractions.
I'm going to need 10%. Now, see how I just said something and knew to get my percentage?
Yep.
While y'all worrying about Gucci, shout out to Gucci, shout out to Jeezy, and whatever the hell they got going on. But I feel you, AI. But I wanted you to say what I knew you really wanted to say. Like, yo, these Negro distractions, you don't even have anything business about you. And you talking about, no disrespect, it's only tough love. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's time to put in the work for yourself so
look
you
here,
can be in the same
room. I know you started that boutique, sweetheart. When is it gonna really drop? I'm so
ooh,
I know.
Why do I feel like not the boutique. About that?
You know what I'm saying? You know, homeboy. I know you've been trying to do this car wash thing. Where's the suds at?
Where the suds?
Suds. Hey, that's a great name.
Suds. We giving out all kinds of good
names. Hey, I'm definitely gonna have girls in bikinis in my suds.
You started this trucking business. Where's your truck at?
Hey, trucks are the new. Forex.
The new credit report.
Trucks are the new Forex, bro.
It's the new credit report.
Dump trucks and tractor trailers are the new Forex, bro. I swear, everybody.
But the thing is, the positive thing about that is they always say if you have a truck, you always have business.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, you can always haul something.
But unfortunately, niggas be nigging, and you know how that's going to go.
I think that
grand opening, grand closing. Go ahead.
The industry is there, like, there's money out there, right? But like, it's becoming oversaturated. But I think that the thing that people don't really understand is you have to understand logistics.
Yeah.
Like you have sure. Like it's not just yeah. I got this truck, I'm finna go get this contract from this company. Like you actually have to like I knew a cat that had trucks back in the day in Atlanta. He literally would have like timetables that he would have to get shipments gone. So he would have to hire like additional drivers and, you know, because he like, hey, we got to run this load.
It's real
and
shit.
We got 48 hours.
You lose money.
Yeah.
You would lose money for sure. But
right.
Yeah.
So he was like, bro, like he was like, it was times where, you know, I would hire a driver. I'll sleep. They'll drive just because he's like, we have to go from Atlanta to Cali maybe or Vegas, mm-hmm. you know. So mm-hmm. he like, if we didn't get there in time, he like, that's
you
money.
Take it back.
So
yep.
So he was like, bro, we had to do that. But, I mean, no, on a real note, from me to everybody that's out here getting it, shout out to you. For real,
course,
for real.
Because there's money out there.
Make sure you understand what you're getting into. I'm not a financial expert or none of that. So I don't want people to be like, oh, none of you just nigga what you got. I'm not none of that. I do me every day, okay? And I just so happen to comment on stuff that's entertaining everybody else.
Right.
All right? That's
but
it.
But you try to educate at the same time.
And I had to catch myself on that, right? Because I used to educate very ignorantly. And I see people do what I used to do now. And I see how I used to look, bro. And it's just not, that's not a good look, bro. It's not.
You know what?
Everybody ain't ready.
I'll debate you on that. I feel what you're saying, but it was how you did.
Okay.
Versus people, I know what you're talking about, where it's just like, kind of like, I'm going to down you, then try to give you some information. You weren't doing that.
Or
like,
down you and then I tell you shit. Go look it up.
Well, that's right. That's typical. You know what I'm saying? But what I saw you doing was you was holding up a mirror. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? See yourself in the situation clearly. All emotions removed. Now that you see it, and rather you hate me for it or you like me for it, here is some jewels. And it's up to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To do what you want. So I think it's tough love, tough learning. But you ask me, I think that is the area of life that we're heading in this country. And as far as like having some type of independent something in your life or being some type of entrepreneur, even if it's, you know, I know we look down on things like this, but you ain't never too grown go cut some grass, go rake some leaves or something in the community or do something. That might turn into something for you, some additional income. But in my opinion, I think that we are really headed towards some dire straits in this country.
I think so.
And, you know, it's cubic, zirconia, zirconia, whatever.
Look, like, if you does, if you buying a $20,000 ring during the pandemic, I wish y'all could see me on video.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Listen.
Look, to me, I
reconsider.
I'll tell you off air though, but so.
He can't even get it out. Nice. He can't even get it out.
Now I want to use Harlem Icon.
No. It's just funny, man, because how are you spending that much amount of money in a pandemic? And I've seen people getting engaged.
I mean, I'm seeing niggas.
And you be like, are you for real though, B?
I'm like, where are you going in Jordans, let alone buying a $20,000 ring?
Dude, it's a pandemic.
A $20,000.
Stack your paper. Like?
This ain't Panda Express, nigga. It's a pandemic.
She'll be here in 6 months. Trust me.
Right. If she love you, she'll let
she
you
She might.
Y'all ain't got nowhere to go.
Do y'all know anybody?
Hold on. What'd you say? Harlow said she loves you. She you love put you. On layaway.
Put it on layaway.
The people.
You. That's hilarious.
I don't know about all that, but.
I can't wait till her show come out. Boy. I can't wait.
Our,
4 years later, still no ring.
Damn.
I just put a ring.
But go ahead.
Yeah,
what you saying?
Are people breaking up and ended up in other places during the pandemic? I know some people that are broken up, but have they ended up in another situation?
I'm curious.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. I will tell y'all about my homeboy off the air.
Okay.
Before we get out of here, I guess that Jamie can hear our podcast. Mm-hmm. So she said, why don't people get their CDL before they buy that truck?
Jamie. So,
boy, they will not get that CDL.
So if somebody drives your truck and ditches it in the city, you can't even drive it back home.
Oh, man.
Commercial driving license.
Hey, yo.
Yo.
Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie.
Nothing else can be said after that.
Yo, like, we end the show there,
we,
man.
We can't even hold on with nothing else after
get
that.
Get your CDL. You were not driving an 18-wheeler with a passport player.
I didn't even get to my heavy point, man. I got to. We going to let it go on that one. Jamie got it. Jamie got it. Jamie got it.
She killed us with that one.
Jamie got it.
Oh, man, I had to go back out there and tell Jamie, like, yo, you a fool for that.
Hey, yo.
No, but that's the truth.
She said it's true. I didn't even know.
It is. That's 100% true.
You don't even have a CDL.
We're going to have to continue Jeezy and Gucci on the next episode because I got another point.
State ID,
man.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Y'all know what.
No, that's real though, man.
Episode.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Hold on. Before we end this, that's what I'm talking about. It is education in that form. It doesn't feel good. It don't smell good. It definitely don't look good. But it's the goddamn truth.
You know what? This is episode
16. You spell license with a Z. 16. Fuck out of here, man.
Episode 16. Commentary.
That makes me mad. I love you, Black people, man.
Shout out to better.
Y'all piss shot off.
Yeah. Like, come on.
We got
man.
A meeting.
Y'all done pissed out.
I told him in a couple of minutes, so yeah, we good. So,
hey, yo.
But yeah, no, thank y'all for having me on, man.
No problem, brother. Hey, we appreciate the input. Yeah.
Can I come back? Daryl is always
Look,
it wouldn't be us without the
Harlem has just got deep rooted issues with me for no reason.
This goes back to the early 2000 club days.
That's exactly it.
It goes back to the early 2000 club.
She didn't make it on the list one night. You weren't on that Chocolate
Harlem,
City
but
VIP.
But what time out? Harlem, you can't be mad at that.
No.
You was on the scene and you disappeared.
You want to get that Chocolate City VIP list?
I think we know I was always on the list.
She's summer.
Okay. I didn't wait in no line. Okay.
Hey.
I was always, just as soon as I walk up, shout out to all of the club security guards, Joe, Big Hen, Benoit, everybody. They see who
I would always hook you up.
So you mad because you ain't get on a list?
That Chocolate City VIP list.
So we're gonna get to the bottom of this. Everybody who promoted this thing was loved Harlem. Harlem was like family.
Daryl is lying.
Oh, okay. Because I ain't never known you.
We're gonna get to the bottom of this.
That Chocolate City VIP list is real.
She acted light skin to me. I was in line one time. She walked past me like she ain't know me. Could have got
light
me
skin
in.
Energy.
Oh, damn. Hey, light skin women, man.
Before people go, do y'all remember when Harlem had her whole light skin crew?
Oh, we used Eyes to be, Don't Lie Promotions.
Eyes Don't Lie Promotions. I think I saw a picture of y'all like a couple of weeks ago. Like a throwback picture.
Once we post this episode, I'll post a picture.
Y'all had on like black skirts with like the gloves with the rips in them and stuff. Like, you know, I promise you.
No, that was Rockstar.
Was that Rockstar? Okay.
Eyes Don't Lie. That was a branch off of EDL after
you remember this
disbanded.
I remember. Okay.
I can tell you who the other people are when we get off there.
They had,
I'll tell you the people.
Let's be real clear. Okay?
All the blush on the cheeks.
You know what? Episode 16 commentary.
Real women of St. Louis.
The one and only Harlem B. You can find me at The Interrupted Black Girl on Instagram.
Shout out Kazi Society. Shout out Straight Out Low Cash Network. You know we'll never forget that.
Yeah, man. Thank y'all for coming on, man. This shit is booming, man. Like, man, that,
we appreciate it,
man. I've been working my ass off, y'all. I ain't gonna front.
I can tell,
build
bro.
This shit.
Yeah, like, we need to fake. I'm gonna get you something for Christmas, bro.
No. But it's growing, though, man. I appreciate y'all on the real. Like, y'all was the first signings. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all really believe in this shit when nobody was fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? They was like, okay, well, we'll do this shit. Like, so I appreciate y'all three for real. Y'all the first people that was like, okay, I got to do some other shit. They some dope voices. You know, I'm crazy as hell. I got to keep my shit in a certain bag. I got to keep mine strictly the more interviews kind of segments before I go off the Richters.
Right.
So I was like, man, y'all do all the crazy shit. I can't talk about no more.
There it is. Yeah.
For sure. And y'all have actually given me the confidence to go ahead and actually, like, I always talk about starting a podcast.
Do it. Let's do that shit, man. We gonna do it. We finna do it.
Kick that off. So it is what it is. We ready.
Yeah. Where can he trip at, Rashad? Where can he trip at?
Never mind. First off, never mind the 16 hours of conversation I used to give Harlem. Like, Harlem, you're just a fucking rock star. She don't never give me credit because I'm brown.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Right, my light skin.
Light skin.
I love you. But no. Shout out to Harlem. It was about me. I'm sorry. I'm giving you props. Rashadism everywhere, man. Y'all find me.
I am Allen I everywhere. Y'all know that. And episode 16. We are going to sign off. I might go live. You know what? We ain't going to pick up this Jeezy Gucci. I'm going to go live. I'm going to hit y'all up on the live, and we gonna talk about the difference between net worth and liquidity because y'all don't know.
It's not the same as y'all paycheck. It's
not the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Well, we'll see y'all momentarily. I appreciate this. Once again, I'll be back. I'll be back once a quarter.
When I
there it is.
Yeah. I'll be back. I got to be doing some crazy stuff from time to time. So.
All right, y'all. Episode 16. We out. Peace.